If you're going by the numbers, these are boom times for Republicans. They control the White House and Congress, and just as importantly, they dominate state governments. That grip got a bit stronger last week when West Virginia Governor Jim Justice got up on stage next to President Trump and said this.
Today, I'll tell you as West Virginians, I can't help you anymore being a Democrat governor. So tomorrow, I will be changing my registration to Republican.
With that, Republicans now have 34 governorships. In 26 of those states, Republicans control the legislature, too. NPR's state politics editor Brett Neely is here to talk more about it. Hey there, Brett.
Hey, Audie.
So how did we get here? Because this is like a historic moment, basically, for modern politics and Republicans.
Yeah, it is historic. Republicans haven't controlled this many governor seats since 1922. And we really got here because of 2010, the midterm elections in 2010, when Republicans did so well in Congress. They also recaptured a lot of governor's mansions. They had a lot of help, obviously, from outside groups, such as Americans for Prosperity, that focused on these lower profile races. The other thing that happened is that Democrats lost track of the ball and didn't invest as much in the state level.
It's a lot of power. What have they done with it? Can you give us some examples?
We've seen a lot of tax cuts, for example, very aggressive efforts to reduce the influence of labor unions, the expansion of gun rights, stricter voter ID laws, restrictions on abortion, a lot of the things that Republicans talk about as being very important to them.
And yet they are still facing a big challenge legally because of the actions they took drawing congressional districts, right?
Yeah, and it's not just congressional districts. Republicans won really significant gains in 2010. In 2011 was when redistricting happened. And because Republicans were in control of so many places, they were very aggressive about drawing lines in their favor. Now, this fall, there's going to be a really, really important case in the Supreme Court. It's a case out of Wisconsin about how far state lawmakers can go in drawing those lines and whether a partisan state lawmaker can really draw a very partisan line to minimize the other party's influence in the legislature, but it would also apply to congressional districts. And because Republicans have benefited so much from drawing these lines, if the Supreme Court says that partisan gerrymandering can't be as aggressive as it's been, it's going to really have a big impact on their state influence.
Right. We're talking about elections then. So looking ahead, how much ground do Republicans have to defend?
Well, in a lot of ways, they're a victim of their own success, right? Between now and November 2018, Republicans have to defend 27 of the 38 governor seats that are going to be up for election. And it's going to include some really large and important states like Florida and Michigan and Ohio. And, you know, one of the things that's also a challenge is that unified government does not always mean a harmonious government. You know, you look at a place like Kansas, where Republicans eventually revolted against Governor Sam Brownback's tax cut plans, and they voted to raise taxes earlier this year. So there could also be some very challenging primary fights for Republicans. But it is very early in the cycle. We don't know how things are always going to turn out. And, you know, there are some instances where Republicans are doing surprisingly well. They've got a series of governors in the Northeast in what are considered pretty Democratic-leaning states, and those governors are all quite popular and don't seem to be in any danger of losing their job so far.
What about Democrats? What's their plan going forward?
I mean, I think that they're really betting that President Trump is going to remain unpopular, and they're really betting that their voters are going to be highly motivated to come out.
So even the local races will be national.
Everything will be nationalized. That's really part of their plan. They're actively raising a lot of money. President Obama is very involved in that effort. But there's a lot of work to do, and I'll give you one example from Virginia, which is going to have legislative elections later this year. Democrats have been really proud of their efforts to recruit candidates to run for the state house there. In 2015, they only had candidates in 39 of the state's 100 districts. So this year, they've got 67 candidates. Great. You know, that's a big improvement over where they were before. But boy, that means that there's still 33 seats where they can't even find a candidate to run. That just shows you how far Democrats have to go.
That's NPR's state politics editor, Brett Neely. Brett, thanks for explaining it.
Thank you, Audie.